before they can start making the state of Israel.
You started it.
Yeah, I just booped.
So, what does that mean?
The boop means that the video started.
Ah. Now, we were discussing the issue, very important issue. But I could only say, this is the problem with Jews, that they can't, like, if you say a she, then you can't just, like, have a problem. You have to, like, say a vart. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you the vart. And, or maybe we shouldn't do it. Maybe we should just say the problem. We should achieve it. Problem is that human beings are the kind of things that learn things. Interesting, very interesting and fascinating process where you learn things, hopefully. The successful ones, the ones that achieved something, that got to some understanding or some insight or some breakthrough, personal breakthrough. I don't mean necessarily that they discovered gravity. Some kind of understanding of how things are and how things should be and what they mean. They grow. And what happens when they grow is that they pass through the things that cause them to go there, right? So if I'm very confused and I have a bunch of silly questions, which I thought were great questions, they were great questions. Because the way in which I saw my life, or the way in which I saw reality, or the way in which I saw everything was lacking lacking reality. It was somehow like we're grappling towards it from some weird end. And then finally you break through, you find the palace, like you're digging through something and like pushing dirt here and pushing dirt there, and that's bothering you and that's bothering you. And finally you broke through the tunnel and you got into the palace. So then, usually what happens is, you stop caring very much about the dirt in the tunnel. That's part of the process. Like, some guy was digging dirt and through a tunnel, and first, like, dirt was his whole life. Figure out, push this piece of dirt there, and then if you put, like, a beam, you could move forward one step, because the tunnel doesn't collapse behind you. And then you figure out how to like, make the mud wet and make it into a brick, so you could somehow bootstrap this process of making a tunnel and getting out. And then finally, when you get out of the tunnel, you don't want to hear about mud for the rest of your life. Chaptamasa? This is the mushal. And the same basic thing happens with people. This is what happens with people. They start off with some questions. Now, they start off with some questions, and then finally, and they think that those questions are very, very real, like very big. These are like, you know what, it's so funny, but this is how it is. Like, if someone who has arrived at gotten to somewhere thinks back to certain like things that he was like, were his whole world then, like, this, that was so major, like this major drama, like, gosh, you know what's the like major drama of someone who was born in like Mendel Hager town? Like, wait, when it says in the Chassidish Sforim that the Rebbe is a tzinner, he's the way in which through which we touch. Does it really mean Mendel, or maybe it means Srul? I heard the Heder Kfira, that his brother is Grada the Tzaddik, and Egin Shta the Tzaddik. And like, really, is that really the whatever, you know, people don't know the Shtism, hopefully. But the kid says, is that really what the old Rebbe meant? Or maybe he meant something slightly different. And he's like fairly worried about this, and it's like a whole thing. And now, if someone hopefully, let's say, I don't know many people that manage to get through that, but some people do. Let's say someone hopefully figures out the answer. I'm not saying he becomes Os Chusid or Yes Chusid, that's not the discussion here. He figures out something like, wait, there's a whole world, there's like 7 billion people in it. And there are like real issues, like real questions. There's like, you know, I don't even know what the real questions are in this context, but like there's real things going on. There's everything else. And like this whole discussion is like not even a good question. It's not even like, you know, this is where I started, so let's honor the good question. It's not even that. It's just such a mess. Now, of course, he can talk. Practice. Of course. This is not me making things worse by giving all these mushrooms.
No, don't give him a Mendel Hager one. Give a good mushroom, like for
the. But you see the problem. You see the problem. That's the same problem. Linani is like this. We have to make one more akdumah. Linani is like this. There are some people who don't have problems and don't have solutions and don't learn anything. I said that human beings are the kind of things that learn. That is the big chiddush. You have to believe in it. It's not something that we always see. Human beings are also the kind of things that gunished. The funniest kind of thing is a human being. This week someone came to me with a question, why someone acted him that way? I told him, I have no idea. To tell you, there's a thing, Mashana Abrias, like there's funny animals. There's monkeys that have this funny way of doing things. And there's some weird bat that hangs upside down, and don't ask anyone why. Human beings are the funniest kind of thing. Nobody knows why they do the things they do. Makes no sense. So, in the same way, why did I get to say this? Human beings are very funny, and they're not actually things that learn. There's only a few human beings that learn. The human beings, if to go by observation, are the kind of things that find more new ways to be crazy every day. They don't learn anything. They don't get better. That's some observation that you could definitely make from reading the news. And, okay, you want me to talk tachlis? I don't know how to do that.
Someone had a question if God exists. Rabbi Yisai. Should he be Jewish or like things like that, right? That's more the questions that we're really talking about, right?
Oh, we're really talking about that. Always really talking about that. My point is, Zdu'a bunch from Eden, they seem to have a good life, and their whole light world, like the worm that's in the chrein that doesn't know that he's in the chrein, you know, the Babacha mushel. You know this mushel?
Sounds like fish in water.
The Babacha have a mushel of a worm that's in a chrein that he's having a good life. That's the one that nebuch. Weiss nicht b'chayayichn. And those people, now, I want to tell you something very, very important. Those people, they think that they are the frum, the good people, for some reason. And many of us believe that for some reason. That's a very funny thing, number one. Stop believing that, okay? They're not the good people. They're just like worms in the honey or wherever, in the chrein. That's all. A worm in a chrein, that's where worms go. I don't know, something. What's this mushel? A worm in a chrein,
the people that are religiously self-conscious?
Yeah, religious people. They always have the answers to everything. Their whole life is just about going to the mikveh in time and having the first month filler. And it's not the same guy, right?
Yeah,
I know.
You're a composite.
In Lakewood, there's such chevre. That's the chiddush of Lakewood. There's those chevre in Lakewood. He goes to the mikveh and he has the first month. And the kids say, like, seriously, Nebuch. I can't even say Nebuch because he's happy. But those are one kind of guys, okay? Now those kind of guys, like Reb Nachman once told his Ayid, told him, I like you very much, I want to give you a brucha. My brucha is that 10,000 years after Tchias HaMais, you'll understand my jokes. So that's the kind of brucha that you can give to those guys. I hope you'll understand my avairis. In 10,000 years after you're going to die and go to Ganait and be reborn in a better Gilgal, Chayislish, maybe. That's the situation. Not saying this B'tar Gav, it's just that's how far it is. So that's one kind of guy. No, that kind of guy. Now, okay, well, then there's another kind of guy. That's the Dezach. That he learns the Gemur and it says he heard that the Gemur is very smart, but it doesn't make any sense. So what's going on? Like, that's the second kind of guy, right? There's such a kind of guy. And that kind of guy also like went sometimes. Now, this is why when I say things, I think about them and then I'm going to come out with a different story than the one you came in with. But there's many of those guys, supposedly. That's what you people are telling me. Oh, like me. Like, wake up, nobody knows if there's a God. If there's a God, they don't know if he gave the Torah. When I say these questions, I sound like so stupid. Like, should we paint the wall white or gray? Like, why is that the thing? But anyways, for some reason, that's like the dirt. That's what I'm getting at. Like, and really, you know, that the Bible critics said that there were four Moshe Rabbani's, not only one. And that makes things worse somehow. It should make it better. Four guys agreed more or less on the same idea. But anyways, for some reason, this is supposedly a big problem. And what else? I don't know. What are all the problems that everyone has? I'm here making chizuk of it. I don't mean to do that.
Some of them are religious problems, and some of them are just basic problems with the world.
the world's very old, but
I'm curious how you.
Oh, I forgot. Right, there's dinosaurs.
Says yeah. It's young or something like.
Yeah, there's dinosaurs. Like, we're here making chozik. We're not making chozik. What we're trying to describe is that, you know, what are we trying to describe?
No,
that if you don't like this, if you think that there's no dinosaur, then you never need a fiyah shalaima and lose it lova, maybe you'll have it. Okay. Because you're just sure, there can't be. Your Rebbe told you that there's no dinosaurs, not getting took. That guy is Bechlal, yeah. That guy is Bechlal, not Negaya. Alright? You ask him? Mm-hmm. The guy that. Now, then there's.
Most of the, I'm going to know why people enjoy these coconut clusters.
Okay. Then there's other people who are worried about all these problems. And it really bothers them. Okay, and those are not a mention. You can talk to them, right? Like, hello, you're a human being. You live in this world. Like, yeah, like, hello, what's going on? Yeah, really? How'd the guy say? Like, really, this is why God made the world 15 billion years ago. Oh, sorry, whenever. And also that 13 guys in Lakewood should study Rukh Ve'ega. That's the Tachlis Avraham. When you say this and you don't burst out laughing, right? Like, I'm not talking about after you come to Mashiach and you understand that it's true. Like, hello, you don't even realize that you're saying something. It's not like it's a kasha on it. You have to realize this. Am I allowed to say apikarsis? Yeah, this shit is for saying apikarsis. You have to have that. It's not like there's a kasha on this, right? This is like a joke, sheba joke. It's like if you start entertaining the question, yeah, maybe the Tachlis Habriya was that 500 guys in BMG should learn Rashi. That's why God created dinosaurs. Oh, wait, there's no dinosaurs. The world's a little smaller. But even the world, according to 6,000 years old, and with the only rhinoceroses, no dinosaurs, because there's a big difference. God can't create dinosaurs, he can only create rhinoceroses. That's why there's right now about 8 or 7 billion people in the world, depending on who you believe, or maybe only one. Nobody knows. You know that nobody knows how many people there actually are. It's a bunch of countries in Africa say that they have 1 million people, nobody ever met them. Anyways, that's done. New conspiracy theory. But in any case.
Maybe that's why we didn't overpopulate.
The guy's numbers. The census are not lies. Who knows?
The guy who died, his numbers are off. That's the main thing.
Oh, you mean Paul Ehrlich? Ehrlich? Something like that. Yeah, so, the kids, what I'm trying to say is, like, you open the thing, there's 8 billion people in the world. And the point of all of it is that we should burn our matzahs and make sure that there's not even a chash chometz and not even a chash matzah in it. Because matzah, you know, matzah is very close to chometz. So you have to make sure that your matzah is not even matzah. If it's matzah, then it's mamash. The Zohar says matzah and chometz are the same letters, just a little difference. You know, in reality, it's very close. So that's why the world was created. And if you have a suffix in this, then you're nebuch, you don't know. Nebuch, like if when you say this and you're in a human adult, and you don't, like, either burst out laughing or crying because, like, there's guys with long beards that actually live their life based on that fantasy. Then, how did you guys say? We don't even talk about you. You mask him. Everyone is masking. Like, I'd be nuts.
I'm not masking. I think you're taking them you're taking them on face value.
No. They believe in it. 100%. No, we're somewhere.
They just like learning Kavegar, so then they say it's the point.
No. They teach their children this.
Everyone, maybe you know the people that know, but they are.
I'm saying, but they're not the Ashkafa. Like, this Ashkafa is laughable. It's not wrong. It's not even. If wrong would be a compliment for it. Like, wrong means that there's some point. There's some. Wrong is just partial, right? There's a point, but you're. It's not. Like, I'm not saying that it's that. That's the truth, but. And the way it's understood, and the way people talk about it, it's not wrong would be you compliment it doesn't deserve it. It's not wrong, it's like nuts. It's like schizophrenic, like it's psychotic. Like, hello, you know what God created the world? So I should dance 3 times backwards every morning on my left leg. It makes as much sense. Oh, because you have a book. The book says it, yeah. And you know about this book because? Oh, because 600,000 people saw it. How do you know 600,000 people saw it? Because it says in the book. Be real, like, grow up. People, adults are keeping on repeating these nonsense. You should grow up. I'm not saying that, you understand, I don't have to emphasize over here. This is the point, okay? And now, the reality is that in this state called Lakewood or anywhere where people with black hats congregate, most of the discussions are at that level, that it's not even nonsense. It's like, I'm not saying that if you think that there's some truth and you could make like emotional and tell this to your children, okay, but like, We're talking about adults now. No children should watch. I'm going to write this on this video. Every time I upload a video, YouTube asks me if it's for children. And I always say that it's not. Because if it's for children, they don't let you... Yeah, for some reason, they don't let you do the mini player. That's the big difference. But anyways, YouTube is protecting the children from the mini players. Don't ask me. I don't know. You have YouTube.
Which is most people's major issue with the platform.
I don't know. The mini player, that's the problem. You can't listen to it in the background. Anyways.
It could be a problem, actually, if the Chazad
Hashid
in the car.
Oh,
the Chazad Hashid in the car.
I'm not going to... It's not for children, no problem. You have to make it not... But tafka, children can't see it. You have to be the opposite. Kitze, you understand the bayah? Sure. That's the basic bayah. Now, what happened? Now, this is everyone. Alt Khan is muskam on everyone that ever watched one of my YouTubes. And if someone watched it and thought that we think that that makes sense, then he Nebuch doesn't have Zayichel, and he should do tshiva, and he should rethink his whole life and his grandfather's life. You know, like, what's going on? But... Now there's a new problem, right? We mask him, right? Now there's a new baya. A new problem. A new problem. That this is where we came from. Mich and Dich and Aim and Yana more or less came from there. And then what happens when you realize this? There's all kinds of interesting things. All kinds of funny things happen. There's a television series about it now. Anyways, and Vos, help me tell the story. You say, whenever I like make it too abstracting, help me. So,
Big Bang Theory?
No, there's different television. Israeli television keeps on making videos about this. So, what's the bayah? The baya is that after 25 years of like throwing around that mod of like, seriously, you're the guy that believes that there's no dinosaurs because your Rebbe told you, and he's the must be really smartest guy ever. And all the scientists are just stupid because they believe in dinosaurs. Must be stupid, right? Like, and my Rebbe, he's the Shlenezer Abria, like, Ben Adal Mekele. Seriously. What do you mean? The so-called leader of the Black Cat Jews writes letters talking about Nezer Abria for 16-year-old kids sitting in a room somewhere reading some ancient, some not ancient, some like Mesifta Gemara, whatever. Like, hello? What's the difference? I'm not giving names today. I am, but like, I'm not trying to get into fights with people.
Please, what's the story?
It doesn't make any sense. These people are living in La La Land. Not even La La Land. La La Land was Gitgeven. I don't know what happened.
What
was
the
16-year-old
boy with the
Sifta Gemara? What's the Nezer Abria? A 16-year-old boy that doesn't really read only six blood Gemara in his life, and his Rebbe explaining him that a Kiddushin is a Kenyan Ishus, it's not a Kenyan Bailus. And that's what the world was created for. You're the Nezer Abria, you should be proud. If you're in a situation where there's a war and there's other people who are like, sacrificing their life to protect you, you should be proud of that guy because you're doing the real thing. That's literally what's being taught to everyone.
Then you go downhill from there, by the way, even within
that system. This is not the Namalim in Jezuk days. Yeah. Like, hello. I'm allowed to express. This is nuts, right? Obviously not. And Rabbi Slifkin and Rabbi whatever, they keep on saying every week that it's nuts. Like, hello. That's also. Like, we figured it out already. We're 14. Like, fine. Thank you very much. Like, Shkoyach. Okay. But that's the point. Now, but did it become less nuts? Did it become less nuts? But what happened is that, I'll tell you what happened. I have a friend, Rabbi Shlomo Tkachinsky. And he told me, Hamasa Shoy, I hope you're going to understand Hamasa. You don't know him. Okay. And he told me, Hamasa, that he was like a young man in yeshiva, and then Rabin was killed, and he started to think that maybe Yiddishkeit causes people to murder prime ministers. And he gets it, he traveled along all the stops that you could make based on that kasha. And then, and finally decided he's going to become an Amal Mensch, become a professor at university. Of course, what's he going to study? The Litvish yeshivas. Hello. That's why you have to go to university to make a doctorate about the yeshivas. Man. Anyways. It's very interesting, but that you could do in Besmedrish. Like. So, any case, And then he said that one day he was in the university shtiebel over there by the coffee, and there's a guy from Japan came to shtetach that the goyim will come, and lahar tzion v'irayni meir choysof, like the Rav Kook said when they opened the Hebrew University. So the guy from Japan came to study the Jewish wisdom in Jerusalem, in the Hebrew University, I think. And this guy is a guy from Japan, man. And he was talking to him about something.
He's the guy that became the
guide. No, there's a lot of guy from Japan. And the guy was like talking to him, and he was trying to explain to him, you know, Haredim and Datiim, and like a whole world class probably doesn't know. And this last guy's from Japan, and he's looking at him like, huh? Not that he was stupid, it was like, then he really like, this guy was from Japan. He was thinking, if there's like, I don't know, I don't know what that guy's thing was, but like this like big problem, like it's huge, like wow, should you wear a white couple or a blue couple or a red couple? Like, what? Like imagine you go to the group of people in the Sentinel Island, and they're having a huge controversy if they should put two edges on their spear or one edges, and they're like being machrim each other, doida doida, because of this. And like, you, there's some, like, it's not real, this whole thing. Wake up. This is not what the world is about. You rap. So you realize things like that, that don't decide to become a Buddhist, at least, you know. They're talking about reality, not about, like, if the true Shiva of Panovich is it care of that guy. That's what the world is about. That's what the Oibachom think, right? Now, the Oibachom, now this is very important, right? So, first, first there's a step of a pushti. I don't think we're not going to call it a pushti. The stupid varim and a chrein. Okay, that's step number one. Or one kind of person. There's nothing good about that. I have to be very clear. There's nothing good about that. There's good in all these stages. There's something good in the sense of there being some truth in it. But there's nothing to look up in that. We should remember this. Nothing good about it. When you say that there's something good about it, you're being over on the avayda of zechanis adugah shonoichul mitzrayim chinam. I told all of my friends, every say, I wish I'd have been stupid. Ah, you wish you'd have been in the state of Mitzrayim. You're the guy that was buried in the Shlosh Ma'afayla. Not out of the Vechrunas, the Kotzke Rebbe said, Ki at ha'das ma'asto ve'emas gam oischo. If you say, why, I shouldn't have known. It was better, Yosef Machiv, no. Das is good. Of course, it shows you the reality. Thank you very much. What, did you want to live in a chrein with a worm? Okay, that's number one. Then there's a second kind of guy that is like, hello, this is alt tzedreit mishigas and nisht afile akasha. That's the second kind of guy. Okay? Very good. Now, turns out that there's a third kind of guy. Right? There's a third kind of guy. What's the third kind of guy that somehow figured out that this is very, obviously, like, that's very important to note. The third kind of guy says, obviously, the world wasn't created, so you should learn a kivayga. I don't even have to talk about this. I feel stupid talking about it. Now, what does he say? What does he say?
The world also wasn't created to attack the people.
That also.
No, we have to figure out what the world was created for.
Also, rationalist Judaism is even bigger nonsense, okay? Don't tell anyone.
Like the Rambam's three groups. He sounded very much.
It's sort of that.
It's paralleling it in many ways.
Yeah. We're not here to make, like, typologies of groups or trying to get at them. That's what he says. Like, listen, you the genius, you figure this out. Yeah, I mean, yeah, man. Thank you very much. And also,
you can't live your whole life from that kasha. It's not enough of a kasha.
Not only can't you live your life, I think everyone understands you can't live your life.
Sometimes a person only has theology questions. Have you ever wondered about shapes for once in your life?
Yeah, exactly. But most people are like that because we're going to talk about these specifics. I'm just trying to give a story. And also, there are real problems. There are real problems. Do you know that even, by the way, even as in the sense of Jewish problems, like the Jewish problem, that's a real problem. The Judenfrage. That's a real baya. Historically, it's not a historical baya. It's not a metaphysical baya. But it's a historical baya. It's a real one, okay? The question of the Tzimtzum Kapshitai, that's fake. Nobody, it doesn't matter. It matters only if you care about the truth about God. But this whole, like, all the yeshiva b'chrim being very worried if the Vilna Gaon was right or if the Baal Tanya was right. You're playing, I don't know what. You're playing with sticks. It's not a real, that's not the real, where the real problems are. The question, did God give the Torah on the Mount Sinai or not? How many people were there? 600,000 or 500,999? That's not real. That doesn't make any difference to anyone. You know what makes a difference in reality? As a Jew, even as a Jew, it makes no difference. You know what makes a difference as a Jew? There are real issues. Like, should we close down this Jewish separateness thing? Because it seems to just be getting us killed for the past 2,000 years. Or should we figure out some other solution? That's a real issue. Real question. Greatest minds have been in it for 200 years. They didn't find a solution. But you're a Satmarit. Tzionis is an Avaira. Kait Mechuntzis is an Avaira. This is a mitzvah. But really, it's Ashgacha Pratis. That doesn't have to do with anything. You realize what I'm saying? Like, my problem wasn't if we believe that the Ben-Gurion was a shlech of the Ashgacha, or he was a Russia that was trying to... the Medina is a attempt to bring us Kal Yisrael. You people are just looking... You're literally getting at a palace from the dirt behind it, because you have to dig through the mountain to get to it, and you're arguing which side of dirt to push.
Like Herzl was dealing with a real problem.
Yeah, there's a real, of course.
He was actually really dealing with the extra problem. Hey,
and also Adolf Hitler, he just had a solution for it. These people are, they're connected with the reality in a good way and a bad, like, yeah. Like, he had a solution. He had proposed a solution. Marx proposed a solution, I mean, in this book on the Judenfrage. And so on. People have. This is a real question. Like, you're coming at it from such a funny mess. Like, it's, you're not even. You don't have. The shaila is if the limit of Torah is the Nezer Bria or the army guy. That's the big de kahuna, like Rav Tzuyuda said. You people are so far from reality that it's not even funny. So you have the kid, and that's just b'tor yid. And the whole thing of being yid is only a historical accident. B'tor mensch is even bigger problems. Right? We should have never went out of Africa with the Neanderthals over there. Anyways, no. So, and then you realize that, you know, yeah, of course your Rebbe was dumb, but do you know why you were created? Do you know what the meaning of life is?
What the Nezer Habri is?
Yeah, it's actually a serious question. Right. It's actually very real, and it's actually also true that even if you don't like have like this kind of Tshuva Nitzachas, like I could prove it to every atheist that I should become a yeshiva guy. Even if that's nonsense, you still should become a yeshiva guy. Still a pretty good thing to do with your time. Now, I'm allowed to say this here? You ready?
So, with that level of maturity?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Why is that taka a very important question?
What?
In other words, we're really asking the same question as that boy or the yeshiva is asking, just we're having...
Wait, Zaget.
My question is, we're starting with the same premise. Did you give some Nezer Abri Akiva?
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that.
So
I don't mean
that. A serious problem? In other words, why is it a serious problem? Why I was created or born or here?
Maybe in a better way.
In a better way.
But I'm saying it in this way, so you should have your kasha. So you should have your cash. Okay, there's a better way of answering that. And it's hard to differentiate in language, but that's another issue. But it's very real. All these things are very real. And now, Halish Nisht, Salt Poseide. And now, we have a new issue. Okay, now what's the new issue? That we don't have any friends anymore left. Because you could be, now there's kind of two options. The people that get to this third stage, they have these kind of two options of who to be friends with. Okay? First they think, I should be friends with all the OTDs. Because those are the Namala mansion. They're not Meshiga, they're not living in, like Lala Land would be a Shvach. They're living in the real world. Now, I got to think that I'm a little smarter than them. Okay, maybe I could teach them. Maybe they could teach me something. Maybe we could work things out together, because I think that Betor OTD, it's a good thing to be from. Something like that, right? It's like, you don't believe in anything? Thank you very much. I don't either. And now, okay, so now let's do something with our life. Like, let's... Do you know that thinking is actually a pretty cool way of doing something with your life, of figuring out things? learning, thinking, oh, let's try. So that's what you think first. Do you also know that happens to be that I figured out finally? You know what you figure out? I have a friend who told me, we always thought Nabuch that the Rebbe is Chisim Yelayni, Tzchon Levruch, whatever you want to say about him. He, Nabuch, was one of these Verim in the Chayim people. He was crying Bashal Shidas and talking about Amina and stuff and everything. And Nabuch, but where's the smart guy that we figured out that, seriously? And he said that, and then one time he realized, Gansa Masu, he was living in a fantasy. The Rebbe was a Bekoiris, Ochet. The Rebbe was bigger Bekoiris than me. That's why he was crying so much, Bashal Shidas. Because it's not Bekoiris. And then he was trying to figure out, like, okay, what do I do from now? And he was doing what I'm doing. So then you tell that to your OTD friends, and you're like, you know, I think the Rebbe was just an apokaris like us. Just he realized that what are you going to do with your life? Sit all day watching, reading OTD memoirs? Come on, they're not even good literature. There's better literature than that. They're not good philosophy, they're not good literature, they're not good life. There's nothing to do. Like, after your OTD, what do? After you go through the whole Hillel course, or what's it called, America Footsteps, they have a whole course out to be OTD. There used to be a course, then they realized that doesn't even... And again, now, okay, Baruch Hashem, I got my certificate. There was someone complaining about Hillel, that when you call them, they ask of you, are you really OTD? Like, are you even an old virus? No, we don't accept you. Because maybe you're just a bluffer. And I was thinking, and I, exactly, they're not good. And I was thinking... Not exactly. Not exactly. But the point is, no, you're half alive, because let's explain. Let's understand why they have to do this. No, not because you have to spy. Also, no, because let's say they have an organization, they give out money for people to go to school. Now, any from guy could come and say.
I should have taken their money.
Exactly, any from guy could come. Look, you support from people that were from the Gotika. I was from Ganadam still, what's the difference? I fit your criteria, so they have to get a way out. So, you know, the front people are very good at using out the organizations that are offering them. So they soon all the people getting money from this chevra are going to be only the front guy. The kids. Lamas, it's discrimination, but you only give the... Oh, you want the front people to know the English. Okay, so what's the bother that he's still from? Oh, you want to be Kimfrai? You're a star missionary. Anyways, so let's say you succeeded, you got accepted to the whole program and everything. And then after you finish it, after 10 years or however long it takes, and you're like, okay, now what do you do with your life? Right? Turns out that that's where the Rebbe started. The tip is you arrived at 35, where the Rebbe was when he was 15, he also realized that there's no, all this is not Shkait. Then he was like, okay, what do we do? He said, I'm going to become a Rebbe. Why did he decide that? Because his father was a Rebbe, his idol was a Rebbe. That's what you do. What's the big problem? No, but there's a more serious... I'm saying everything in a Latunist way. But there's a serious way of understanding all of this. And then this Rebbe, like I said, he thinks that he should talk with the OTD Chevra. The Frim people don't need him. The OTD Chevra need him. And then he starts doing that. And he realizes that the OTD Chevra, they don't need therapy. They don't need his Teritzim. He also needed therapy, but somehow... maybe this is his therapy, whatever it is. And they don't act, doesn't actually work. That's what he realized. True story. It happened to many people that I know. And then he realized, okay, but I decided that the good life is to sort of go to shul on Shabbos and so on. And he goes to shul and doesn't find any OTD chevra because they all never think that they have a better place to go on Friday night with worse food and worse songs and worse dances. Actually, I don't know. But gets it. What?
The dances in Shiloh are pretty bad.
Yeah, it's hard to be worse, right? You go to Breslev Shiloh. No, he goes to Breslev Shiloh. Trachtaran. Still bad music, huh?
More doom scrolling.
Even worse. Doom scrolling is still... Breslev music is still better than doom scrolling Friday night, okay?
That's what most of them
are. For sure true, right?
Actually doing anything.
Going to the club?
I don't think you are doing
that. Not even going to the club?
I don't know.
Some people are, but...
I don't think nobody in the world, but yeah.
The kid said... But Lamas in the Breslev Club, everyone is talking about Emuna Pshuta, and they all love Hashem, and they're thank you Hashem, and all of that. And he's like, you people, I'm not sure, are you from the first group, or the second group, or the third group? He's not sure. But slowly he figures out that the second group in Shutzim Tzeredin. Why not? Okay, now that's one answer to your people's questions. A true story. And therefore, then he realizes, I'll tell you an argument for why your people thought as your people saying that we should go to that to the club. We should be like Etzidovid Grossman, who goes to the clubs and makes people b'chze b'chiva. You know why he does that? Because how else could he go to a club? So, Chaz v'shulim, Mstamav Elid. I have no idea, I don't know. But I'm imagining, like, it's fun. You're a doof. How are you going to go to a club? Oh, I'm going to be b'chze b'chiva, doll. What's so funny? Like, you don't want to go to a club? Some people like it. Not everyone likes it. Some people like it for some reason. Some people don't like it. Some people like it. There are people that are more social and extrovert. They like it. So, the kids said, and after, you could be like that. You could do that in the club, but you can't actually give them through your mahalach. I don't know. Most people that I know that try to do that fail. So then he says, like, makes this chesh, and he says, look, the Alter Rebbe, he was an apikoris, and he's actually figured this out. And then he thinks, wait, the guy giving that drush about the Nezer Abriya, you think he really buys it? He's really as stupid as I thought? No, maybe I'm the one that was stupid. Maybe he figured out something. He probably is missing language, and missing, he's not very sophisticated, didn't read a lot of literature or philosophy or anything. Doesn't know how to, if his name is Soloveitchik, or then he doesn't know how to express it nicely, and that's why it's worth something. But otherwise, he just doesn't know. He doesn't have language. He didn't read anything. Doesn't have much life experience. Doesn't know history. Doesn't know philosophy. Doesn't know literature. Doesn't know nothing. But this is his best way of doing it. So he says, he cries by Shalashidus, and he gives drushes about the Nezer Abriya. And turns out, he's doing what I want him to do. So you go, you become a Magid Shir in the Masifta, and you teach everyone about the Nezer Abriya. And that's what you wanted to do anyways. And you stop with fantasizing that the Otidi Chever are smarter or bigger Apikarsim than the Shiva Bachrim. They're the same Apikarsim. And if you actually start talking to Yeshiva Bukhrim, you'll find out that the Zeva Bukharsim, I've spoken to Yeshiva Bukhrim and to all the Dichavre, usually Yeshiva Bukhrim are bigger Bukharsim. Usually, you know why? Because in OTD, you're never stuck. You're only allowed to have the kashas that lead to the answer that you made your life choices based on. But if you're Yeshiva Bukhrim, then all your life choices are made for you. You're allowed to have whatever kashas you want. Of course, some of them are afraid of their Rebbe. Some of them, they think that if they say it openly, they say it in Chassidish ways. You know how you say they have Svaikas Nemena? Api Chassidus in Chassidish language? There's ways to say it, right? How does someone say, you ask me, someone ask. Yeah, that's one way. That's what Kant said. There's, you said. Yeah, you say, look, there's no proof that there's God exists, but we have a Mupshuta anyways. Because you're an Epicurus.
This is one of my big fights.
Right. But this is already, you're already in an ideology. Or what you do is you say, I don't have chiyas in davening. What do you mean you don't have chiyas in davening? I once, true story, okay? I was a little bocher, and I guess that I was an apikoyeres. I don't know, I thought I was very flim. And I was having, was chodesh el or something like that, so I was saying that I don't want to do tshiva. So, and there was this tishla chalme, like in Tira Kartanik, next bocher, next to me, and he was saying, what do you mean you don't want to do tshiva? Du glebst in schar v'oynesh? And I didn't know what to answer. Like, you believe that you're going to go to hell if you don't do tshiva? And what should I say? Yeah. No, so... Oh, it's hard for you, have you had a lot of psede? So you do tshiva. You understand that someone is nichshol, but you didn't understand what I was saying. But I was like trying to be honest, like, yeah, every year we do it, we pretend and so on. They're like, what do you mean? There's scharva, and you, every time you put on film, you get a ticket to Ganai, and every time you don't, you go a ticket to hell. Man, obviously, if you don't believe in that, and I understand, but you believe in it, right? And then I realized, maybe I don't. What does it even mean? Right? So, this is basic, right? And you see the Shvabringa, you hear people saying that they don't believe in scharva, no, but they say it in all kinds of funny ways. But it's not complicated.
Most of them follow the full Chuck E. Cheese model.
They believe in the tokens that you get?
Yeah, put in the tokens.
If you ask him, he says that.
And you might even enjoy the arcades when you're playing them.
I actually believe.
Don't play the arcades, by the way, that don't give you a lot of tickets. That's what the Goyim do. You should play the arcades that are both fun and give you a lot of tickets.
Let's just completely avoid this whole.
So maybe the Chassidim are Apikarsim. I don't know.
Imagine. Yes.
I don't know. That guy was Taka Litvak. He didn't understand what I wanted. Like, I was trying to explain there's a problem with this whole Shiva game, and he was like, what do you mean? But I actually think that if you do it to most people, this exercise, they will feel uncomfortable. Because they don't really believe in that Shiva. Besides for, like, the big tzaddikim, like, that already convinced themselves. That's what I think. You go in Lakewood, go to chop a guy in the street, a regular guy, and you tell him, why you come, why do you, and you ask him, like, you're doing tshuva, why? I want to come close to Hashem. Then you know he's a makoris. Because from people don't want, people that believe don't want to become close to Hashem. There's a big Gehenna, and it's very simple. All these Torahs, when all the Litvaks already started talking about being close to Hashem, right? Yeah. Almost all of them. Any of them still talking about Schar Vayanesh? Do any of them believe in Tchias HaMaisem?
I don't think they're
even good. Of course they're not Koifim, because they realize it's not even Kfira. It's nonsense. It's not, like I was saying, it's not even a joke. It's like beyond the whole thing. It's like some... It's Shteten Tere, Chvesnish, whatever. It's so far from the reality, the whole thing. That's why I'm asking, but why not? Because if you actually talk to them like a goy, you tell them, you come like a goy, you're like, why do you put on the film? Oh, because... The God that created the world, when did he create it? Who cares? 7 million? This thinks that if we put on these boxes, if it's tafka square, if it's a little rectangle, then not, then he gives you Gan Eden, and if not, he straight, sends it straight to hell. I promise you that if you get the guy to say it in this simple, normal way, like me talking to you, they can't. That's why they start saying, whenever someone starts squeezing his face when he says something, then he's lying, right? Basic lie detector test. Why do you daven? Why do you daven?
He's not being honest with
himself. Why do you daven when you have a problem? That's called lie detector, right? That thing with your eyes that was saying, Hakshan Kaparan, that makes no difference if you daven. Right? Because a normal guy, the more someone shackles by davening, the less he believes in it. It says in the Gemara, this. Like, I already told you people, I made a test. If it works better, the tefillahs, when you shray or when you just speak normally, it makes no difference. Both of them get answered equally at the same percentage rates. Like, think about it. If you believe, I actually believe in it, but that's a different discussion. But, what do you mean? Like, what are you doing? What you're doing is being moiche against this nonsense, right? Like, hello, it's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, seriously, when the Shkia comes on Treftes El, that's when... And you go like this. The more you go like this, the more you're bluffing. Not bluffing, I'm not even saying you're bluffing. You're living in a weird... Okay, you're masking.
Or you're trying to rebuy yourself in every 2 minutes.
Yeah, or whatever. It's not fair, not serious, not the reality. Like, you don't... When you know that nobody's mechavon le'atzer by red light, like when they don't stop at the red light, bechlal. Well, that's different, the kid. But even the guys that do stop at the red light, they don't do like lehoitzi yidei stopping by the red light, right? Lekayim mashenema. They just stop at the red light because it's red and there might be cars coming, right? But when you eat matzah, you're eating matzah, right? Lekayim mitzvahs chiles matzah. Allah chiles matzah. Why? Because the chiles matzah is a fake thing and stopping at the red light is a real thing. You don't have to go like this. Red light. Red light. Yes, I read the light. Stop. It's on a malamensh. Or you go dafka because you're not on the malamensh. Whatever it is. And all this, there's some. I'm just trying to explain to you why, if you actually know how people are, you'll realize that there's not everyone's not Picardson. Everyone realizes that this whole thing is very funny. And therefore, any guy that teaches to normal guys, like Chveis and Shu, take any example, any Baal Ashkaf or any Baal teacher that teaches to the frum people, he's doing the same exact thing that you're planning to do to OTDs. The only difference is that these people are a little more emotionally healthy and it's easier to talk to. The OTDs usually were molested or whatever. And now, Taka, I'm not saying they weren't. And it breaks you as a person. You're messed up and you got divorced and you have the kids here living in a Olam HaToy. It's very hard to get anything working in that situation.
I just want to say something. Like, I don't think it has Dafka Demush has to be the red light versus the mitzvah, even within mitzvahs, right? When you help out a yid, yeah, you're helping him out. Bullshit, simple.
One second.
No, but one second.
Before I give you the right, give me that stuker.
You need $10,000 for your chassid.
The guy that got the honey never gives you the money.
Exactly, give him a
quarter. It's true. Also, it's true. Any mitzvah that you do with a gartel is fake. The mitzvahs that you do without a hat, that's the ones that are real mitzvahs.
I have a theory about this.
Right? Like building a sikkah. You're not going to build a sikkah. The people that... when you see a picture of the Rebbe building a sikkah with his gartel, you know he didn't build a sikkah, right? It can shock that on the dap. Whatever. He didn't build a sikkah, right?
I have a theory.
Same thing. Right. Who is building the matzah? Who is actually baking the matzah? It's the guy with the t-shirt. Yeah. The guy with the gartel, I don't know what he's doing there. Matzah's back to the dish, right? Schreit, er makes it. He's doing the shmartem or something. He's saying the shmartem, he's l'shem shmir. What? Yeah, make it shen mi chometz. Nobody knows what chometz is, so we know that we have to make it. Right? Okay. That all that means, you already know my shir on lishma. Okay. All it means is that it was baked for Pesach, for the Sadik. After the Zom. Because the people that wrote that were the same Bappa Karsten.
And what do you think about the ones that don't?
Okay, now, it doesn't really shtayt. Different. So the Chabs didn't problem. That's one teret for your kasha. But another way to say this would be that this is a real problem. Now, but even if we say this teret, then it's still true. That once you realize the answer, it becomes very hard to explain even how the answer answers the question, or how we get from here to there. It's very hard. I don't know. Many. It's hard. I don't know the answer. Because I could give you this version of a stand-up comedy, and I could give you the what we usually do. It's very hard for me to give you the thing in between. Right? Well, how do we give it? How do we start from the standpoint that? You know, the guy explaining you that bris milah makes no sense. It's right, but you should make a bris milah. Not because shtit in the Heilige Torah. Right? How do you get from one, how do you bridge those things? Right?
It's the hardest, it's a very fine.
How could you, how could there be a conversation which starts from a very, what I'm calling normal person perspective? It's like, cutting off the piece from the, hello, are we in the prehistory still? What is going on with you guys? Right? The only people that say that, you know who likes to say this, Kash? The Lubavitches. Lubavitches, they all explain how it makes no sense. You go to Lubavitch for bringing, it's not a mal, a mensch, it's not a hot, whatever, and then you put it in the ground in a cup with earth. Because it's just, if I would tell you what we do by Bris Milah, about a tribe in Papua New Guinea, you would say Nebuch. Right? So we could start from that standpoint, and then I think this is what I think that it's true, but I'm saying that in between then, there's an explanation that says that Bris Milah is how would we say it? It's truly the thing that makes you close to Hashem. Huh? Pick a bullet, makes a gilly of the Chayach Sudim, and so on. And that is true in the same way that's true. You saw that I just switched tones, right? Because when I give you a shira bismillah, there's three times of the Sbrila, the Rambam at Tana Zoy, and I can explain you how it makes sense, and the Rambam Fashat Azoy, and I explain you how it makes sense, and so on. And now suddenly I'm speaking in this tone of voice. So how do we bring from... And they're like, okay, so this is circa frame a mensch. No problem. I get it. No, I still think it makes no sense.
You're famously both.
What?
You famously do both, right?
You're both about Shiva and about Avaira?
But how
do you talk about it? Could you talk about it? Could I give it to you in the same minute? You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. No, all the way from OTD to over the D.
No, but I think that the biggest, to me at least, the biggest, or the easiest way to approach it is by explaining to people that their lack of choice is also a choice in some sense. Or at least what they imagine as a default lifestyle is equally questionable as the one that they left.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, we could do that. But is that, even that, let's say I can do this. And by the way,
then suddenly you realize that your old life actually answers some questions and now you can't answer anymore.
Could we do that?
Okay,
so the tribal people over there are what? What do you really think they are? They're basically animals, right? You're a racist. You're worse than...
No, I don't think... I think that they're...
I thought you're not a racist. Big problem with Judaism is that they're racist, but your whole problem with Judaism is based on racism. You can play these games, right?
No. But I mean to say, let's say, right? So someone decides, okay, you know, this program, the 600,000 story, doesn't really track. So now what? Right? So now you say, I'm going to be an Amalamensch. And who's an Amalamensch to you? Mr. Doomscroller. Right? Or whatever other ethical life that exists. Mr. Stock trader who works 19 hours a day and thinks that that's a life. Each of these models is questionable.
Yeah, but that's not entering our Mishigas. That's just saying that other people also.
It's more of like a negative.
No. It's more of like a question of like, okay, so you figured out that this life doesn't make sense.
No, so let's
questions on one group is not an answer to anything.
Yeah. So one second, but like, what? Like this alternative answers one question and opens up 100 that are settled, or at least have a way to start settling them. So the one question somehow, like, you know. You found a pimple on your hand, and so you decided that the solution is to take a handle, right? But looks like you need a hand for some other things, right?
No, I don't think. Let's say he didn't decide on anything. Let's say he's really like just thinking about that.
Yeah, he's thinking about it. Sure, I'm just saying
he's gonna still not let his kid.
I'm suspicious.
Let's understand my problem.
I'm suspicious of people who all of a sudden like.
Very good, but let me repeat my problem. My problem is that I think. That the correct, what I do, right? This is what I actually do in my like shiur. What I do is that I study what the Zohar says about Bris Mila. And I give you a mahalach to explain what the Shtat Zohar could drink Bris Mila. Try to make sense of it or try to give you the story of it, whatever it is, right? That's what I do, right? Maskim? Things like that. What?
I get very mad when I try to explain that.
What? That's what I do?
Yes, I get very mad.
In other words, but I think. That it makes just as much sense as your question of that it's crazy. But not sure is that I could give you the story that leads from one to the other. Because I could do all these things that you're discussing, like, yeah, your question, could you actually prove this question? Could you have a better idea? All kind of things like that. And by the way, what's wrong with being tribal and pagan? Man, because it says Natori can't be over the Zura. We're getting in a loop, right? So,
we're saying all these funny things. Why can't you say, okay, delete me? And Judaism is beautiful. Gefilte fish and Alice is beautiful. Delete me, Lefemis. That's it.
Gefilte fish is much worse than Bris Mila, by the way.
Not, I'm just, not like, why
Bris Mila at least
tribal?
Has a meaning.
Gefilte fish is tribal. Bris Mila is a cuckoo dach. Delete Bris Mila. Continue eating fish and keeping Shabbos and everything that makes you happy about Judaism. Mila makes a baby cry. Stop it. I don't know. Like, you understand what I'm asking?
That's a specific question.
No,
like why that's not wasn't my question.
You brought up Mila, no.
That's not the question that I had though.
Create a system. It's such a hard to create a system. Not to say it's a cop out to say
no,
like,
it's hard.
Hold on,
one
second.
Hard.
It's a cop out.
I didn't
to say
anything.
That Yenid also has a cuckoo thing in their tribes.
No, that's not the point. It's not I'm not trying to end the discussion. It's all emotional. It's all emotional. All this is emotional. All I'm trying to say is that
also
I.
Emotional. I'm also
like,
whatever else
I'm not giving you
are.
This answer. That's what I'm asking with you. I'm always asking with you. That's why I'm not. It's not correct. It would be nice apologetic, like you're saying. Who it's forced. Let's stop it. No problem. I will stop it. Mach nicht kann Bris Mila. That's also, but like he's saying, that's also a choice. What I'm trying to... My problem is not that. My problem is something else. My problem is that I do think that there's a meaning, a reason, a cycle, a truth, in discussing this Pshat of Bris Mila from the Zohar HaKodesh. There really is. And that... All that is, what I believe is that all that is like a higher level discussion of your question. Meaning to say... This is the problem. This is not, let me give you. I'm gonna give you a shtickle theory. Okay. Let me give you a shtickle theory, but which maybe I don't mean to give a theory. I mean to try to enlighten what the problem is. I have a theory like this. Okay. How do gosh, my mishulim make everything more complicated than they. My theory is like this. All human achievements, all human discussions, all human discourses, all human technology even, are based gag, right? Based one level on the other level, okay? If you have a computer and you talk to AI and it answers you, at the base level, there's only bits flipping with logic gates, and that is 17,000, I don't even know how many levels away from your discussion with the chat, right? If you don't know anything about how it works, it should be obvious to you. Even only in the network layer, there's 7 supposed layers officially, and there's really even more. Okay, and that's only one little part of what's going on. Okay. Now we can intelligently talk about the last layer and what technologists call black box, right? Or abstract away all the complication behind that, all the dirt under it. We don't care now if bits are really true or if the logic gates or if the machine code that's running on top of that is running some higher level code on even higher level and so on. We don't care about all of that. All we care about is this like very abstracted conversation, which is what I'm actually doing. Okay, that's how it is. In order to, that doesn't mean that I can get there, right? Now, if I go, you understand what I'm saying? All human achievements, even technology and language and thought and culture all work the same way. They're all built up one on top of the other. And so we could have an intelligent conversation about the top layer or the interface that I even, not even the layer, maybe even only about the interface, how I'm interfacing with some other thing that is built for that, while ignoring the rest. On the other hand, I cannot get from there to there, right? In other words, if you drop me on a desert island, and I'm like, I know all about computers, I sit at that computer all day. It should be simple to create a computer. Chat, build a computer. Chat can give you instructions to build a computer if you already have a computer with a server farm somewhere in Arizona to give you that thing, right? But if you're on a desert island, there is no chat, give me a computer, right? Then you're back at base reality. Then you gotta dig in the island to find silicon. Oh my God, you need so much more than that, right? You need Aristotle to discover logic first, you realize, right? And you need some medieval weirdo to classify all kinds of logic, like what is an AND and an OR and an XOR. All these things are basically math and logic. And they need some other weird later people to formalize it into symbols. And then some guy to decide that we could make these symbols material in computers. And so on and so on. I'm just telling you some of the steps that I know about. Okay? Which means that if someone is going to put himself in the situation of the desert island...
She's just working.
What?
If you're working having kids.
You should start somewhere else, right?
Have a computer.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Basically, you're starting the wrong place. And I can't even give you a coherent story of how you get to it. We read histories of computing. They can give you like very top-level overview of how it happened. But I definitely can't create it for you, right? Okay, now in a similar way, cultures and even worldviews, not only cultures, even like the ideologies of those cultures, work in a similar way. They might have started, they obviously must have started on a desert island somewhere, or however you think humanity started. Maybe it started with God giving Adam and Eve all the knowledge, so that gave you a head start. Okay, but in the same time, he must have given them also how ChatGPT works. So, and it still took us time to figure it out, right? So it doesn't matter. In any case, and then slowly we built up all these things, and there's some artifacts of the lower levels leaking through. There's all kind of funny things going on.
I think that the idea of having a market search is like a very weird thing for people. Like, wait a second, you actually have to have...
Yeah, like this guy that makes the machine.
Yeah, you need a GPU.
Yeah. So, and now, just to be clear, when people go through this kind of stages that we discussed, they're doing in a very certain way that, right? You're like, this whole thing is nonsense. From an outside view, it's total, makes no sense. You can't talk to a piece of glass and get answers, right? You could, but it doesn't explain itself. It's nuts. What explains it is something very long. So then you go like, well, this is nonsense, I'm going to break my computer. I'm going to call Meilich Bideman and put a hammer on my iPhone because iPhones are thrive and smash it in the chametz fire. And then after Paisich, you realize, wait, turns out it did solve some problems. And you might even like somehow in your specific situation go through some of the phases where you realize that computers are helpful. Like, you know, I want to get water from the well. And therefore, I need to build a wheelbarrow. And I know already about wheels. We discussed that once. And now I need to know how big the wheel should be for my needs. That should be too big. Obviously, the biggest is the best. But no, it's not. Because then I will just have a wheel to schlep. And I'm going to schlep the weight of the wheel. And I can have water, room for my water. So how am I going to figure this out? Wait, I need something called calculation. Major invention. We could calculate that. And computers could help me with that. I'm like, wait. The guy that gave me a calculator wasn't just a weird shaman playing with numbers. That's actually the kind of thing that told me how big to make my wheelbarrow. Wow. So things like that happen. This is emotional. Seems like things like that happen to people in that kind of process. They're like, wait, this brismila actually, wait, oh, I could talk about
it's
the brismila. I could talk about the brismila. I could talk about the brismila thing. Like you said, okay, let's go back naked to the Garden of Eden and let's see what the people do. Oh, they have children. Oh, wait, I have certain ideas in my head that I want to teach my children. How am I going to do that? This is not a drish for bris mila. This is, you have to really imagine yourself doing this. Like, what am I going to do? I know. You probably know that I'm going to write a book, right? I have news for you. I have a bunch of books. My kids didn't read any of them. I wrote even more. I wrote like 10 million words in my life and, or something like that. No, but none of my kids read them. That's not the way. Or even if it is the way, that's not only the way. It doesn't work. You can try it out. Many professors have written fat books and their kids don't even know the names of them. You can try it out. It might take you a very long time. So then you're like, I have to figure something out. You actually might take a knife and like make a cut on your kid's ear. Because that's what they would have thought. Maybe we should make a cut in your ear. And like, yeah, I'm the father of the weirdo that cut his kid's ear. And then you might like actually look at a newborn baby and see, wait, his penis has this extra piece of skin that doesn't seem to do anything. Might as well cut that one. This is not what it's made it was. I don't know. I just gave you a theory. What I'm trying to show you. And then you're like, okay, I just made you a very long story that you should realize. But this meal is here to solve a certain problem. This is one of the theories. There might be other theories, but I think it's the most reasonable one. And it's the basic creating a culture, which is like a basic human problem. It's very hard, actually. It's not actually a simple thing. People, I know a bunch of people in California that tried to do it in the last 50 years. They all failed to create a culture, counterculture. Like, basically, all of them failed. None of their Einik Lechar exist. They don't have grandchildren, or if they do, they're in a third version of the cult. It's a different one. It's actually a very hard problem.
Is this similar to what you said this a few years ago, that you're talking about putting up a sign for you on Pesach to remember Jesus, right?
Yeah,
you
said,
let's say Shana is like 24 degrees away from what you're trying to probably deserve. go try to get rid of it without doing using something that are 25 degrees away. This is something
kind of thing. It makes sense. It makes sense what you're saying. In any case, what I'm trying to show you is, this is me trying to give you this mila, the theory to get you to see that it's really in Jubikus culture. Now, at some point after, I could go through all of that until I get to the Zohar. It will take you, I don't have a ready yet right now, but we could sort of do that.
Make our way through the OSI.
Yeah, we could go through the whole, all the levels of technology or of discourse or of thought. And we could see how it's really only that. Now, but this is what actually happens to people. And everyone should like take apart one thing in their life and put it back together, like Descartes said, and see how it happened. That was Descartes' meditation. It's not a bad practice, although he did it in a weird way. It's not a bad practice. You have to do that. And then you're like, wait. And then usually what people end up is regaining their faith, right? They're really faith. Like they're what I call the Minas Chachamim. Like, wait, this thing of having a culture with all kind of seemingly arbitrary rules and ideas and... I'm not sure that I could actually create something better than that. Or if I could, it would be like one more fix, like make one more takana. Okay, thank you very much. That's what all the Rabbanim have been doing forever, adding one more takana to the Torah, or taking off one more thing, or changing one thing. You're basically in the same place as everyone else. You have a better idea. You want to take away Bris Mila? No problem. That's what did the Rabbanim do? Did you put paya in the end of your field this week, this harvest? Yeah? Paya, mitzvah in the Torah. It says 3 or 4 times in the Torah. Do you make it? Do you know that we don't do it anymore? We canceled the mitzvah. This doesn't work. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't work. We've been doing this forever. No problem. You think the Bris Mila doesn't work, you have to do the work. Don't just say it doesn't work. No problem, we'll stop it. Let's make Matzitzin Apepeh. We'll try. Start there. Anyway, I'm just saying, basically, you get to that. Now, could I go through all of this all the time? No, it's as silly as going through the whole, from sand all the way to ChatGPT every time.
Oh, it's really great. It's actually very compelling, and it's very, very...
My whole story that I gave you now about Bris Mila's Tamas story, just made up, right?
Right.
Don't believe it. Wait, I'm just doing it as an example.
You can get there somehow. Yeah, with all your habits. Yes,
no, so this is what I'm trying to tell you is, the problem with this is that it's somewhat of a waste of time. Meaning to say, not a waste of time. Firstly, you could do it a little bit, but it's something. There's something. Even what I did now is not enough, right? Because I don't really want to be stuck at this level of explaining Bris Mila that I told you. In other words, I think it's not enough. I think it's wrong. It continues beyond that, and I usually start from somewhere later. And that's just like when I write code. I don't nowadays. I just ask the chat to do it because why would I be so stupid to write it myself? Or even before that, I write Python. I don't even write C because who has time for that? I could tell the computer what to do. Why would I have to, like, who cares how it works? Someone else, that's someone else's job, right? I mean, if I don't trust the guy, if I have a better way, there's always, like, when you figure out, I have to dig down to a lower layer to figure something out. No problem, I will do that.
If someone came to a school to know the process, and if you don't give them the process, then they feel like, hey, what's going on here? Right?
I get so therefore we should make a school. No, well, a school. Therefore, what I'm trying to describe is that it becomes very hard, and like you want me to waste my time to go through all the funny mistakes that everyone has all the time and like keep on discussing them. And just to be clear, it's not even true. Like, to go back to my computer example, we could have invented computers that work differently and they might have ended up better. I don't know. There were some arbitrary choices made upon the way called path dependence. Now we're stuck in a certain way of things working because of some choices made during the way, maybe even based on our astrology. I don't even know. Okay? And now you come to me and I tell you, why is my computer working this way? And I tell you, because of astrology. And you're like, that's nuts. Let's make a better one. And it's like, yeah, try. Not worth the effort. I can't answer all these questions. At some point, the fact that the reality and culture and everything is built up level upon level. Yeah, it's true. Very good, but is not only doesn't. There's no proof at each level. There is a story. That's what I think. If you go through the story, and that's why what I really think is that if you go back to my story, which is not so much of a mushal, it's so nimshal, of the guy that's OTD and tries to talk to those people, what he realizes is that all those people that are OTD, they just need to grow up. A story has to happen to them. What I mean is, you can't. I don't think you could. That's the truth. I don't think you could to go to the guy that's at this like stage, let's so to speak, of like, there's no God. Oh, thank you very much. And you know that my rabbi didn't have a good proof. His proof wasn't silly. Rabbi Chana Vasma told us that no smart person denies God. But that's like just wrong. So now what do I do? I can't actually tell this guy to believe in God. Even if I have a solution, even if I have the so-called answer, I don't think I could. When the fact that you sitting here and you're so happy with my Pidim Torah that I made up about Bris Mila is because you already passed that 6 years ago or whatever.
Could you convince him that there are substances in the world?
For sure, even less.
No, but I'm saying, even I'm less so. A basic level, like,
even less
like,
so.
Is there a human? Can you convince him that there's a human in the world? Probably not, right?
I can't even get him to see that problem.
It's probably easier to start with. Right,
to me, it's
how do I even get to see this problem though?
To me, it's more.
Are there things?
No, what are things? People don't understand the magnitude of the problem that the culture is hoped to solve, right? So I can explain to him every single detail that the culture hopes to solve, right? I could say, hey, look, you know, I could do the Bris Mila. I only need to do one or two Bris Mila stories like that. So I don't think it's that, like, is it that many more? You have to simulate that once and explain to
I don't think, honestly, okay, so if I, just to be clear, me, the thought OTD, listening to this Drusha that you were very impressed with for some reason about Bris Mila, would like, thank you very much for your next 30th apologetics that I heard. It doesn't talk. It doesn't tell you anything. It only only means something to you if you actually try to do things like this.
No, but let me give a like. Just
you have to do it.
No, just to illustrate it for a second. If you go over to someone, and I think this is an experiment that I found at least somewhat telling. You go to say, okay, a person decides to live an alternative lifestyle. Okay, so you decided, you know, and this is, but you know, my joke. 2025 secularism is must be the best option, you know, from all possible worlds. Okay. Do you think there's any like? Do you think there's any issues with 2025 secularism? If you're an alien coming from Mars, just for 2 seconds, well, you have people looking at a glass box all day. Okay, are they like solving the world's problems in the glass box? No, they're mostly actually watching people for 10 seconds at a time, eat a piece of food,
or play a game
that you're not playing. Okay, interesting. How much time do people dedicate to this? Well, it looks like people are dedicating around 6.5 hours a day these days to watching other people do small incremental tasks. Okay, so do you think something might have gone wrong? Possibly. In the human condition, do you think something might have been slightly averse? Or is this ideal? Meaning, were we hoping to get here? Were we hoping to get to a place where we look in a glass box and watch 10 seconds at a time? Was that like the end goal? Because if you ask people, that's their default. They crash on the couch. Finally, I don't have work. I have enough money in the bank. Finally, I get to look at the glass box and watch people 10 seconds at a time. That's most people's definition of leisure. I just need to relax. Something might have gone wrong. Now, maybe, but at least let's get curious about it for 2 seconds. Maybe there's a different way to live your life.
But do you think who are we going to give this drusha to? I don't think you could give it to OTD guys. In other words, I keep think you can only give this drusha to, you know, the mass of Mr. Salant. No, either the frame chevret. Yeah, firstly you have to be stable. I'm serious. Rabbi Zalanta was his whole life trying to solve Judaism's problems. You know that? It's beautiful. Beautiful list. He had many different plans.
He was the first Bala program.
And then
the programs for everything.
He was
every
a real modern person. Guy, like a real modern.
You know Bala learning the Torah in the workplace? He was the first one.
Yeah, he had programs for everything and solutions, and he was gonna do all these social engineering.
Then he ran away to Germany.
And he was gonna do all these social engineering projects and so on. And then at some point he got into a fight with too many people. And he had a kid in Paris, I think, and his son was a doctor, Lipkin, was a mathematician or something, and
first went to Germany.
Oh, wherever. And he said, and they gave up on the Frum guys. He's gonna work on the totally fry guys, maybe. And he said a mushal, because when there's a horse that you know, it's a runaway horse, running down a hill, you don't stop it in the middle of the hill. You jump to the end, and then after it fell, you fix it or you stop it over there, things like that. He said these three guys, they're in the middle of like, zzzz. There's nothing to do. I'm going to talk to the guys that already fell down. They're looking for a way. Maybe we'll work with them. I don't think that works out either for him, but that's a different story.
He seemed to have been more settled. I think he ended up being in Germany
maybe.
For a while.
But in other words, when someone in this like stage were like, I have to question everything. Wait, my Rebbe told me that a smartphone is trash, but it seems to be kind of fun. What am I going to tell him? Well, there isn't. There's not a way to answer that question.
Is some way of saying that basically they're just being destructive, they're not actually being like creative?
I guess it's
they're destroying fake things. They're not wrong. They're destroying fake, but they're just destroying.
Yeah, so you need to destroy. Like,
see, but they're just destroying. It's very hard to work with.
I'll give you a different way of saying this. Human beings live in time. Things take time. Time is not the time that it takes to read an argument in a chapter or a book. If me or someone will write like a book with like, give you the whole story and like a proof for every step, it might take you 5 hours to read that book, but to do it would take a lifetime. And there isn't a way to shorten that. It takes time to understand things, to have the question, like let's say like this, I'm pro OTDs, because OTDs are just, it's a long sheet, right? If I give a very long sheet, I have a kasha, but it's me, I give you the whole sheet in 45 minutes, right? But that's not a real way to have a kasha in 20 minutes, and then you're already happy, seriously? You gotta have it for 2 years. The OTD guy is just learning a very long shtickle Torah. He's like, he's having this guy, he's asking a kasha and learning. I'm serious.
No, I think he's having it for a very long time.
It's the same thing. He's having a kasha, and now slowly, then he's gonna have a teretz, or he will have a better kasha. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Why can't I give a shiach for kid? Like the Kotzke Rebbe said, the Melech wrote Tilma 70 years, not in an hour. You could read it in an hour, but you can't make it in an hour. And we're all about making it, like doing it. You have to spend a few years asking a kasha. All I could think of, the only word that I wanted to say on the side today is that the real problem. So you understand? That's what I think in my like theory of experiences, which is very nothing. Like I'm 5 seconds old, is that Harani Kevent Shivim Shuna is just that you can't talk with people in that kind of way. What you want, what you are trying to do, and maybe you can do it, you people can do it, is that firstly you could be there at the end of the thing. Like, you know something, go to all the things. When you're done, come back. People say that even. You don't have to say it, you have to just be there. That's one thing. And then like something like, well, will that guy trust me that I really am just as apocalyptic as him? No, he will not trust me. Why should he trust me? I'm wearing a white shirt. Shiga, I don't even believe in the white shirt. Even if I might believe in God, I definitely don't believe in the white shirt. But I'm wearing it, so I'm just a bluffer, a lowlife. Why would he even talk to me? He's right. And what are you going to tell him? You want me to have credibility as being enough OTD and enough smart and enough for him? How is this supposed to work? It's not possible. You could just be there. I think that the main thing that I think of, and that's what my word on the Torah is that one reason that why this disconnect happens sometimes is because people are Baal Gav, like me. Like, you're like, wait, nobody wants to be the OTD guy. Because OTD is just a name for loser, right? In here, maybe if you go to somewhere else where OTD is the winner, I don't even know there's such a place. But right here, just the name for loser. So, and you also don't want to be the previous loser. You don't want to say that I was a loser. That's also not good. So let's say you figure out some reason why not to be OTD. Then you like you pretend it never happened. And you're like, you start speaking Ephraim language. And that's why every year we make a side. This is what happened to the Jewish people. First we were in Mitzrayim. We understood the real world, the so-called real world, with all the and then we realized that there's 630 mitzvahs. We worked on it for a few thousand years. We finally got here to the stage where we could learn the Kevayger all day in Lakewood. And we don't really want to talk about the fact that basically we think that Terach had a point. That's where we're coming from. That's Gava, says the Oli Rambam. That's why once a year we eat matzah. What's matzah? Matzah shvacha matzah. So like before we invented bread, we ate matzah. When you're poor, you don't have money, you eat matzah. But that's not good. You have to appreciate it. You have to have a kurs atoif, which means you have to be less full of yourself. So you have to, once a year, you have to eat matzah to show like, you think you're such a chochem. You're just as stupid as everyone else. That's why I ask for kashas, and that's why I give this whole sheet explaining how Tapa Karsma will write. Not even write, like, the only normal people, because otherwise we forget, otherwise we get become this shiny Eden. Like, you know what's a shiny Eid? You know, you become 60, like you forgive yourself, you're chatas ne'idim, and then you hack on the buchnim that are shmissing mechazur sashan. I remember what you did when you were a buchah. So the whole mitzvah of Pesach is to not be that guy. Yeah, I have four kashas. I have no idea. Manish Tana Alal is there. We even understand, not only understand, we basically are this Ben Rusha. The Ma'is Taka, it's amazing. Like I said this many times, right? When the Chachomim, when the Medrash says the Ma'avod Zez Lechem, they invented it, right? It doesn't say in the Pusik that it's a Bekarsh Shekasha. It says in the Pusik, Keshal, the Ma'avod Zez Lechem, the Teret is a Matam Zevach Pesachu. Such a nice Pusik. And the Chum were like, wait. I could read it without the answer. It's a better question than the answer, right? What in the world are we doing? Oh, Hake Yashino. What does that mean? Chonshkan Teretz, right? We don't have a Teretz for the Rusha. Mashiach will come, we'll have a Teretz for the Rusha, maybe. And that's why every year in Pesach we say, the Rusha we don't have a Teretz for. Hake Yashino. And we have kashas, and we have a whole night of being a pekarsim. So other than the darshunim that say a Pesach night is a night of Amina, I think that's a night of a pekarsis. Because you can't be a mam if you were never a pekaris.
But the
teretz
is
the teretz. Oh, very good, that's a teretz. Like, okay, bizdaval, we're here, we're not a different solution.
But that's
really a teretz. I don't know if that's a good teretz.
I think part of one of the answers to this sheet is the chamadai.
Yeah, I don't like that answer, though. It's laziness. Like, I don't want to change my...
No, okay. No, I think it's a call to look deeper.
Yeah, very good. But the kasha is best with the teretz.
100%. No, I don't think the goal is to... The goal is just not to get false complacency.
That's lemasa. So lemasa, how do we make Mesmedish bigger? By calling the from guys. Because they have hope. Stop this. Because they might realize that what big up a carson they really are. And they're normal enough that we could teach them something.
Because
the people that are fry, I give them once a year a sheet to explain them that I'm even more fry than them. They're svacha pekarsim because they believe that racism is the biggest sin to be invented since ever. And they're so weird. They're believing something that was invented 5 minutes ago, this sin. Anyways, you should believe in it. But like, why? And so on, and maybe they'll give some credibility, but I don't think you could actually solve the problem, or at least I don't see how
you could solve the problem. But I think you're being meaner to a from person than to a fly person, because a fly person is not right in his world, whatever you're going to say. Not really right in his world. He's right in his world, but not in a mean way. In other words, he doesn't come home like, oh my gosh, what did he just say? I have to become frim again. It's okay. Eggs is an essence fish nach mul shabbos, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm more.
And he's married as kids, and he already taught them, and the wife is.
No,
like,
I don't say that you should stop.
Here, and she does, you know what I'm saying? She looks like those, and all of a sudden you're like, something. Die lebst in a mistake for 30 Jahre. Die bist die ganze Kuckuck, die meinst du, die weiß, die Sache. Right? It's like, whoa. And if you really give it to explain to him, right? Like, he literally, you just tortured his life.
That's why we don't do that. Only on the video, on YouTube.
I'm saying, but if you want that...
Maybe we shouldn't put the sheet on Kol Alushin.
No, you're saying we should get frim people here, right?
We don't do that. I don't do that.
That's what's going to happen.
No.
If you could explain it to him very slowly like this.
Very slowly. It is slowly. We can do whatever you want. Fast. I don't do that. I don't usually do this drusha. I don't say this sheet. The sheet is for the OTD, however.
No,
like us.
No, but you said that.
I think this layer four. We went through person types one through three.
Who's
person
the fourth
type
guy?
Four and five that are like.
That are.
No, that actually.
Like beyond all of this?
No, yeah, they like came to the realization that, first of all, actually, besides for the Judaism questions, which is like, I'd say, interest level two, like, there's interest level one problems.
Ah, like how to support yourself?
Understand how, no. We don't actually understand how language works. Klal. I don't know. We might be just basically confused about things in the world. Like just regular things.
That's true.
Right. I think that there's enough people out there that are during the right moment.
But you realize what you're saying is something that I don't know how to do at all. In other words, you realize, I do it, but... like you realize that if there's a hook, like what are the posts that I write that get a lot of views, when it's like starting off with this silly rational Judaism problems, like you know that I actually, and then if I actually ever make a point, nobody likes that. Like, did you think that you're all very smart? You think that article biographies are fake, but did you know that there's a way in which they're more true than your critical biographies? People open the post because it says something about Art Scroll, and then they read it and they don't even realize it as an argument. Like, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Nobody even... it's actually not possible to get people to there. Like, who could you talk to? Some people that are philosophically inclined, that like, they want to know what things are. Okay. You know who those people are in the Jewish world? The Mekabulim. The Mechubuchim going to Mekabulim classes, those are the ones. Not the OTD guys. They don't care usually about what things are. Some of them do, it just happens to be, but... not as, you understand the koch of like, is Maaseh Bereishis kipshutei or not? I don't know any way of that leading to a real interest in what the world is. It could lead, I guess, that Maaseh Bereishis is about what the world is. It makes sense that it should, right? Eventually, why do we have Maaseh Bereishis? Because people were trying to figure out what the world is.
That's what I'm doubting. I think that that process happens for more people than you might be giving credit for. Look, on a basic level, that was sort of my, you move from theology to philosophy eventually. You have to.
Right, but is that the same thing, or is it the other way around? Like maybe the person that wants to know about what things are, and it starts with that, and then he's told, well, things are lichus. Shnei lichus haberis, that's the thing. The zach. And he's like, then he starts wondering about that, and then he gets sidetracked by like all these questions. Wait, were the lichas made out of sapphire? Wait, does that even make sense? There's not such big sapphire. Wait, and if you, whatever, all these, I don't know. Huh. And then like you get sidetracked, and then you get stuck, and then you finally find some way to get back to like what you really wanted and find out. I think that's a reasonable account of some people.
Like history, really, it's versus
ethics. But many people seem to be interested actually in if the lichas were really of sapphire.
Stuck is strange.
Yeah.
I know. I understand why, because the funny people talking about the Nezer Abriya told them that. But they don't hear it. Even those people are better because they care about it in the real way. They care about the lichas not because they were sapphire, but because they have some truth in them. But that's it. Also beside, we're doing well. Nirtzu. Well, you could close my thing.
This guy?
Yeah.